Good evening. Our subject this evening, Meet Lux Lewis. His keyboards will be three in number. First, on the celeste, second, on the harpsichord, and third, as a matter of fact, back to the celeste again, but an entirely different recording session. Meet Lux Lewis, originally brought into the New York recording scene as a part of one of John Hammond's projects, the Spirituals to Swing Concert, in 1938. However, prior to that time, unlike Albert Ammons and Pete Johnson, Meet Lux Lewis had recorded on his own. In 1927, his famous Honky Tonk Train Blues for the Paramount people. In 1935, another result of a John Hammond organization, in 1935, Lux Lewis recorded Honky Tonk Train again for issuance originally in the British Isles on the Parlophone label. In 1936, Lux Lewis came into the Decca recording studios in Chicago early in the year and there recorded a total of four sides, two of them on the piano, two of them on the celeste. We start our program this evening, digging from the jazz archives, with two of the celeste solos, Celeste Blues and I'm in the Mood for Love.
Thank you.
Mead Lux Lewis, Celeste solos recorded in 1936. First, Celeste Blues, and then, as far as I know, a very obscure title, I'm in the Mood for Love, issued only in the British Isles and on a French Brunswick release of pre-war vintage. Those were made in 1936 in Chicago by Lux Lewis long before he had the least bit of prominence in any either jazz or popular music circles, and before most Americans had ever heard of the word boogie-woogie. We now skip to a four-part set of variations, which really are the crux of the program this evening. These were recorded in 1941 in April by Lux Lewis at the harpsichord. Although the original sequence was not that in which they were issued, they still maintain the series of parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 for our programming this evening. Between 1936, our first selections this evening, and 1941, a good deal had happened to Lux Lewis and to the 8-to-the-bar rhythm, which became the boogie-woogie blues piano styled. The famous boogie-woogie trio of Lux Lewis, Pete Johnson, and Albert Ammon made their first recordings late in 1938. At the same time, Lux Lewis recorded Bearcat Crawl, a very famous solo for the Vocalion and subsequently Columbia issue. By 1939, the boogie-woogie craze and the very authentic good blues boogie piano material of these three, plus a few others, was being recorded in quantity. And in 1939, Lux Lewis first joined the Blue Note and the obscure but very esoteric Solo Art Company for a series of piano solos and a couple of duets. By 1939's autumn issues by the Blue Note people, Lux Lewis had cut four blues sides, the best version he ever made of Honky Tonk Train Blues, and a two-part blues called Tell Your Story, Part 1 and 2. And then the next spring, pardon me, that was actually a full year, in April of 1941, playing a harpsichord, Lux Lewis cut the following four. None of these, by the way, have ever been reissued. They certainly are good material for such LP reissuing, and I must admit that there certainly would be a better way of processing them to eliminate some of the surface which we now will all endure together. Mead Lux Lewis, 1941, Part 1 of the Variations on a Theme, titled 19 Ways of Playing a Chorus. Thank you. was part one of Variations on a Theme, Mead Lux Lewis at the harpsichord. Here is part two of the same variation, Self-Portrait. Self-Portrait, the title of the second of the four variations on a theme by Mead Lux Lewis, recorded in 1941 for the Blue Note Company. Part three of the series, School of Rhythm. Thank you. School of Rhythm was the title of the third part of these variations on a theme. Meadlux Lewis at the harpsichord, and now the fourth of the variations on a theme series, Feeling Tomorrow Like I Feel Today. Feeling Tomorrow Like I Feel Today, concluding the four parts of the Variations on a Theme, Meadlux Lewis, harpsichord soloist, recording on the 9th of April in 1941. And in conclusion tonight, since I had the time left over, we'll switch Mr. Lewis from being a soloist at the keyboard to putting him into a small quartet. A very fabulous little session, again, regrettably, has never been reissued either on 10-inch or 12-inch LP form. Again recorded in the spring of 1941 for the Blue Note Company and issued on 12-inch 78. It came out under the title of the Edmund Hall Celeste Quartet. Ed Hall on the clarinet, Charlie Christian on electric guitar, some of the very few sides that Christian made separated from the Goodman groups, the late Israel Crosby on bass, and Meadlux Lewis on the Celeste. This one, the fourth of the four titles recorded that afternoon, features the Celeste and is titled Celestial Express. set on Blue Note with Celestial Express, ending the Jazz Archives for this evening. We've heard Meat Lux Lewis in the first two selections, Celeste Blues and I'm in the Mood for Love, recorded in 1936, the four-part variations on a theme, and then concluding with Celestial Express, the Ed Hall Quartet. The last five selections recorded in 1941, the initial two in 1936. I'll be back next week for another program in the Jazz Archive series. This has been Philip Elwood. Thank you, and good night.